Okay, let's see. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Fold it on. Don't know what you put the pillow in. Slip.
Okay. If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Necklace.
Okay. And what's another word you could use besides necklace? Like a something of beads. A string of beads or a strand of beads or a set of beads. Or what might you say?
I'd say a string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really
whipped the other one.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
knee.
If he squats down, this part.
Got down on his thighs.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call that haunches or hunkers or scrunches?
Yes, I sure have.
What one have you heard people say?
They said some of them call it the backside.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. What are some things to mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
stingy.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
bad.
Okay. Have you ever heard people use the words dutchy or slouchy or tacky?
Sure have.
Well, now, when would those words be used?
Well... when you're not, you know, fitted right, when your clothes and things are not fitted on you right, and they're dirty,
mm-hmm.
not clean, not fashioned up on you right, torn or neat, repaired.
Mm-hmm. And then which one of those words would?
Well, slouchy would come in there,
uh-huh.
the dirty,
mm-hmm.
And what would I say for repay? It's when it's torn,
mm-hmm.
that the clothes mm-hmm. torn. I say need repay.
Okay. Well, now, if you were talking about a woman instead of a man, could you use that word slouchy?
Yes, you could.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You say, she's really...
cute.
Okay. And what about if a man's wearing his best clothes? You'd say, he's really...
handsome.
Okay. What word do you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You say, he sure is what for his age?
He gets around spry to his age.
Good. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
he's lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Call it a pickle.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grass bird.
Okay. And what about, well now, what about an insect? Not a cricket, but something.
A grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Called a haunted house.
Okay. And what would you call the things that lived in that house?
If anybody living in it?
Not a person, you know, but...
they haunts.
Okay. What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
A black cat.
Uh-huh. You know, people might say that black cats and some kind of other things are jinxes or hoodoos or something like that.
Yeah. And, you know, I see